Guest on our program today, Ryan Palmer, the Boone Police Department. Sergeant Ryan Palmer, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Hey, my first time to get to visit with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they filled in the first time with Commander Slaughter and so,
yes.
and Chase.
Yes.
So
our,
we had
our school resource officer.
School resource officer. You guys are filled the department. You got all new officers sworn in recently.
Yeah, we just hired our last one a couple weeks ago. He's now starting training, so we've got a good 6 months to go with that. But so far, he's doing a really good job. We're excited to have him part of the team.
Okay, another Boone resident.
Yes, he's from Boone.
So again, that works out pretty good.
Yeah.
To be able to have it. Let's talk a little. You guys got a lot of things that are going on. Here we are. We're up to Halloween time. And the big thing that'll be coming up, of course, for a lot of people will be, or for a lot of Halloween, besides Halloween, Trunk or Treat is going to be the first one up in a couple of weeks. We do know that we kind of use that as like the informal kickoff, I guess. Is it formal or informal kickoff for Shop with a Cop? Because
right.
really, it's when you... over the past, we use that really to draw attention to it, the Shop of the Cop program, and we're getting close. We're getting close to
yeah.
that season.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year. We're doing a lot of events. Trunk or Treat is one of them where you're going to see a big presence from law enforcement. We want to be out there in the community building relationships. There's also a lot of opportunities for citizens to donate to the Shop of the Cop program during that event.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's pigs scattered throughout the whole event, those little plastic pigs you see.
Yep.
Or just, like I said, law enforcement's going to be there. We take donations on the spot there. But this year we're going to be there serving hot dogs with the fire department at 8th Street. I think I heard we have somewhere just over 1,000 hot dogs we're going to be serving, cooking and serving. So we're gonna try and have a lot of fun this year out there.
Going to be out there. And yes, once again, folks, Story Street's going to be blocked off.
Yep. October 24th, Story Street will be shut down.
And judging by what we saw last year, if Mother Nature cooperates.
A lot of people.
You'll have a lot of people out there, too.
It's a good
a lot
thing.
Of kids like to break out those costumes and
yes.
get out there. So
yep.
It'll be a fun time. And once again, we kind of use it. So going to be up there at 8th Street serving up hot dogs. 1,000 hot dogs.
Yes.
All right, folks. They'll be there. I know you guys have had done a lot of different things in the past over during the Trunk or Treat anyway, too. So,
yep.
And let's see. As I recall, I think the Sheriff's Department and Communications, they brought a whole group down there
yep.
and took up a space. So,
yep. They have a big representation with some cool stuff out there to yeah. show off as well. So,
we'll look yeah. forward to that. Again, last time I visited with Jennifer Hansen, she said, this is one of those good problems to have. How do we handle this many people
yeah.
in that amount of time? Just try to keep... I always say it's kind of like leaving the parking lot over at Jack Trice, you know. You go, I go. You go, I go.
Yep.
That's about the way when they're coming into line, just try to get along there.
Yeah.
Takes a while to get around to everything.
It does. There's a lot of people.
We're hoping that'll work out. You have other fundraisers that are coming
yeah.
up.
Every year we do a chili feed with Hy-Vee. We partner with Hy-Vee. They make gallons of chili. And it's $4 all you can eat. You can take a bowl to go. You can sit in, dine in there. We'll serve it to you. We'll clean your table. That's November 7th from 4:30 to 6:30. So we run it for 2 hours. We typically have a lot of people pass through there. All of the money raised that day or that during that event goes to Shop with a Cop.
Mm-hmm.
So Hy-Vee donates all that chili. All the money is going to Shop with a Cop.
All you guys got to do is serve it up and bust the tables
yep.
and make sure they get plenty.
Yeah, it's a big
and
event.
You get
good
some
event.
People that come in and say, you know, I'll give you here's a little extra for it.
Yeah, so. That's another good spot to donate. People are very generous.
You know, and I say kind of the informal kickoff for fundraising and things like that. But really, you have people that donate year-round.
Absolutely. Businesses that donate
yeah.
year-round. There's a lot of those little plastic pigs you'll see in gas stations, stores. Those are good spots to donate. If you want a receipt, just run into the police department. We'll cut you a receipt. If you want a picture, we'll take a picture with you. That program, Shop of the Cop, runs on the generosity of people's financial or people donating financially
yep.
as well as donating time to this program as well. So there's lots of ways to donate money. in person, those piggy banks during these events, all those different options.
And still have an account like at Vision Bank, I think,
yep.
if they drop by and just say, I'd like to donate, put this to Shop with a Cop.
Yep, the checks can be addressed to Shop with a Cop.
Okay, so there's a, again, that's just, it basically, it is year-round as far as the collections go.
Yeah.
The shopping is one time. Well,
one time.
We're hoping Mother Nature cooperates again this year. Like,
yeah.
But you've kind of refined it over the last couple of years from what it used to be. Still have the big gathering, planning
yes.
the big gathering out
yes.
at the community building?
Yeah, we've got it. COVID changed it, obviously. We've got it fairly close to what it used to be. But through change, there's always some good things that happen. So we do have a meal again for everybody. We serve about 500 people on during that event, about 110, 120 kids, and then their family members totals about 500 people. So we feed them pizza, then we bus them all down to Walmart, and that's where they get to do their shopping down there. Each kid, this is why donations is so important, each 110, 120 kids gets about $150 to $200 a person. Now the cool thing,
depending on what you've got available,
yes, right. depending on the donations, each one of those children have to fill different categories, whether it's spending money on a parent or guardian, necessities, and then some toys. So they're not just going and buying all toys, they have to fulfill different categories. But then when they go back mm-hmm. to the fairgrounds, and then there's volunteers there that are willing to wrap the gifts for them. And it's just a really neat way to be able to provide for members of the community, provide for members who are in need of financial assistance, and bless that family.
It's the association, the officers
yep.
association,
yep.
really, that we kind of run everything through, or everything runs through
yes.
them. So
yes.
Now, is this the time of the year? Do you have different groups that volunteer? How do people find out? Because I know there are people that might be interested to help.
Yes, there's a lot of groups. We especially used to have a ton of groups that would help, and then that kind of changed through COVID. Mm-hmm. But we do have a core group of business volunteers, individual volunteers who come. All you need to do, if you want to volunteer, all you need to do is get a hold of our police department. We will put you in contact with the right people to be able to track your information and get a hold of you. So if you have a desire to volunteer by serving food, by wrapping gifts, shopping with the people, we call that an ELF. We'll team mm-hmm. you up with emergency service. You can go shopping. If you have a desire to serve those in need, contact us and we'll get you hooked up with the right person.
So we know that for Boone, probably one of the bigger Shop with a Cop programs as far as taking number of children out shopping or
yes.
young people out shopping.
Yes.
So you get others that have volunteered to help in the past, kind of picked your brains on how you're doing this and
yes.
stuff. I don't know if anybody else does that many.
No, I think we are, for the town our size, I think we are the biggest in the state of Iowa, which is really cool that we're able to do that. But again, that goes back to the generosity of people volunteering their time and the generosity of their money.
The money, making the dollars available to do this.
Yes.
All right, so people ask, how do we get names of children in there?
Yeah.
And I know you work closely with the schools. I know that.
Yes. There are application forms that can be picked up at the police department. They're in the schools. Just filling out one of those applications, turning it into the police department, or even I'm guessing you could turn it into the office of the school as well, and mm-hmm. they'll keep those. But you just have to fill out a little bit of who you want to nominate and a little bit of information about their mm-hmm. needs and why they would qualify for the program.
All right. Again, this is a regular process that we go through. You'd
yes.
like to have all of that information in mid-November at least.
Yes. There is a deadline. I don't recall that deadline at this point. But if you just work in the first week or two of November by getting those turned in, you'll be good.
I will say, don't wait till Thanksgiving. It's late this year.
Yes.
So it's going to be earlier than that. And you guys have to have time to go through because you know most of the families anyway,
yes.
One way or another, and then have an opportunity to, are they going to go? Do they have younger children? Do they have older children? Are there going to be more than one?
Yes.
And you got to get everybody.
Yeah.
And you always have a family or two, if you notify them that says, no, we're good this year.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Yep. There's some families who choose to turn it down and pass the generosity on to another family, and that's perfectly fine. I like what you said. There is, just because one child gets nominated, if they have other siblings in that family, they are nominated as well.
Okay.
So if one little girl or one little boy gets picked, then their whole family's coming, which is really cool.
So we don't want to leave anybody
nope.
standing there.
No.
No, you get cold this year. No, it's not. So we got a lot of things going on. We'll cover a lot of this again, review that for you. The other part is we are going to hit Halloween, yeah. That's going to be, we got a Thursday night for that, a week later than Trunk or Treat. But in Boone, I know the council, the mayor recently said, yeah, absolutely, we're keeping it on the 31st. But they had had a request on the time frame for it, so the council agreed, and they suggested their suggested time is really 5 to 7:30. Try yes. to do it a little earlier, let younger kids get out and get it done earlier. Yes. It is a school night.
Yes, it is. So, I think that'll be good. I have young kids. I like the earlier time. We can get them out there a bit earlier.
It is. There's a lot of safety things to remember about yes. that, especially because it gets dark early.
Right. A lot of safety. It's a very busy night. We're on the police department is on. They're all out patrolling during those hours for sure. And we see a lot of kids out there. We see a lot of excitement, which is really cool. We see a lot of energy and kids hyped up on sugar, which is neat to see.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But we want to make sure those kids are staying safe. So one thing, good thing to do is send those kids with some, whether it's a glow stick or a flashlight, something like that, so they can be seen as they're kind of traversing through traffic. I live in an area where there's a lot of people who come and trick-or-treat that don't live in that area. Mm-hmm. So there's hundreds of people in the area, but there's also cars. And it always kind of amazes me at the speeds these cars still drive, even though there's a lot of kids out there. So make sure your kids are seen, put glow sticks on them, flashlights, different things like that always helps.
And we don't have, with street lights and things like that, you can only see so far.
Yes.
So again,
yep.
And they'll cut across the street
yeah.
in a hurry.
And that's another important thing. Really educate them on those important spots to cross the streets in those crosswalks. Don't have them dart across just in any random spot. Have them go to the crosswalks. Mm-hmm. Then they can cross and really teach them some safety that way.
Get a little better there. You do recommend that parents try to get together with some other parents and get a group
yeah.
so that you can, you can cover a whole block or two blocks.
Yeah.
And again, have safety in numbers.
Yes. And it's always awesome seeing parents engaged with their families going door to door as well.
So again, cross at the crosswalks. Drivers, just slow down.
Yes.
I mean, it's a short period of time. Just slow down.
Yes, please slow down.
And for those that want to have them stop at their houses, they should probably have some sort of an outside light on, something
yeah.
like that.
So. Teach your kid if there's no outside light on, don't go up to the door. Just go to the next house.
All right. It's busy.
It's
going to be a busy
it's
time.
It's a good night.
And if the weather stays relatively good, we don't know if it's going to still be as dry or not. But if it's going to stay nice, we do get bigger crowds out,
yeah.
too. So, and I know there are certain areas of town where people tend to go. They know where they've had success with their kids in the past.
The biggest candy bars.
Yeah, things like that. So there are places, but they will be all over town. So
yes.
just be on the lookout. I think we get some people, I know we'll park on or pull up on some streets that are busy and let kids out, but they definitely make sure they get to the sidewalk and stay
yeah.
there. So
yes.
Another thing I wanted to ask, because I know that I've seen, a while ago you put out a registration form where you like to have information about people that have video systems or doorbell cameras, things like that, where if something were to happen in a neighborhood, you know that you've got a list and can say, we can go check with these folks or this over here and see what they might have.
Yeah. And a lot of people think what it is a tracking system just to know which families have cameras, which families we could go to pull information. Some people think that it's us continually watching their cameras. That's not it. We have no access of that. We still mm-hmm. have to have permission from you. But if you want to notify us and say, hey, my residence, this address is an address that has a camera you can call upon if you need, just call our office. We'll track your address. That way, if we have crime in your area, we can use that roster and we can say, okay, this certain address on Aldrich Street or whatnot, mm-hmm. that has a camera. I can call them or I can go to that door and I can ask permission from them to view their camera footage.
So, and this is just part of handling cases, especially
yes.
when you get, and we know that it happens. We really haven't had a wave for a little while, but
yeah.
it does happen where people, if you don't lock your cars up at night, all of a sudden we'll get incidents where several will be checked by somebody.
Now that you've brought it up, it'll probably start happening. But
no,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Please lock your cars, especially around Christmas where we're seeing more gifts and more stuff. People are hiding gifts in there, or people will be hiding their gifts in their cars. Keep your cars locked. It helps that situation.
Especially we get this time of the year, people will, you know, it gets dark earlier. Yeah. People will, you know, they'll have their blinds down, things like that. And people will walk around and they try to get in, access your car and see what's in there.
So, yes.
Again, this happens not just here, it's other places. Yeah. This is just a way to help handle it. So one of the things that's going to be coming up, the snow ordinance. I haven't had Waylon come in to talk about how they're going to handle downtown this year, but this is something that everybody seems to have an opinion one way or another. It's been in place for, 20 years?
Long
I think.
Time, yeah.
It's been quite a while now. And part of it does make it easier for Public Works to clear off the streets. But part of it is that the department does have to go around, and you guys get to be the ones that enforce it.
Yes. It is a good thing. If we're not keeping the streets clear, then the streets are going to get extra icy. They're going to get big ice chunks. Law enforcement, emergency service is going to have a hard time getting around, providing services to people. Everyone else is going to have a harder time getting to work. So that when it starts snowing, we just have to remember, okay, snow ordinance may be in effect, and that is so that we can get all the snow off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people every year who call and complain that they were never notified. Well, that's true. They weren't notified. And if you don't seek out the ways of notification, then you're not going to be notified. Nobody's going to come to your door and say, hey, snow ordinance is in effect. A couple of the ways to be notified and keep yourself educated is the city website. They're going to post it on there. Mm-hmm. KWBG, to my understanding, you guys talk about it.
Post it in Facebook and the whole bit as well.
There's a lot of Facebook. The police department Facebook page, if you follow us, we post when it gets put in effect. We post when it's lifted. And then the city has a texting option where you can text the word Boone Snow, BOONESNOW, all one word, to 888-777, and you're going to get text through your phone that way of those notifications.
Or if you sign up, I think, for that automated distribution, where you get the notifications, you can get email notifications.
Yes, you can.
Too. So there's multiple ways to do that. The easiest is probably the Nixle sign up.
Yes.
Again, just you can get any street closure. So I forgot to tell him the fire truck was at the library the other day, you know, but a lot of people get it. And you can get any kind of street closure and thing like that, too.
There's a lot of notifications that come through that.
Yeah. But Boone Snow, just 888-777.
Yep.
Again, capital letters, Boone Snow, one word, and just text that. You'll get yourself signed up. If you've been signed up in the past, I always tell people, double check and make sure you're still signed up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the system purges and then you all of a sudden will lose somebody. So
you
want to make sure. And then spread the word to your friends.
Yes, please. Maybe. If it's going to snow and you think there's going to be a snow ordinance, contact your friends. Say, hey, get your cars moved off the road. Or if it just starts snowing, just move your car off the road just to be safe.
Yeah. And we do have some people that work with their neighbors that when they know there's going to be an event, they will have their neighbors park in their in their driveways too to help out. That's it. Okay. Let's talk about the ever popular flashing red lights. I know you talked about this last month too.
Yes.
People starting to get accustomed to it, or?
I think so. I still really enjoy it. I think it's a good change. That's coming from a perspective of getting to work on the street and traversing those all the time, traversing those in different capacities of just driving, traversing those through an emergent with my lights and siren on, all of them, the parking, I park downtown. Mm-hmm. I think all of it is going well. There's other opinions, but I think it's going well.
Yeah, but I think the majority of the people become accustomed to it after a while. Yeah. I know I'll still pull up there and then I'll go, oh, yeah, I can go now.
Yes, I do that, too.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what you're used to and what you get used to. I think one of the concerns I know, and this is part of it in the city, we know there's going to be some changes down on 30 on the south side of town. The DOT is actually making those changes. That's their call.
Yes.
We don't know what all is going to be happening, but People should just be cautious when once this happens. Yes. Again, some of the median removal and things that they're talking about there.
And so. Change is usually good. Not always, but change is usually good. But we have to be willing to be patient as we all work through change. We can't just be upset right away. So let's just be patient and gracious and work through that.
We'll make it. Yes, I will say that one thing I know, a lot of people don't realize it, but there's couple times a week you guys get notified someone's going the wrong way on 30 on the south side of town. It happens a lot more than people think.
Yes, it does.
So just, again, be careful out there. All right, let's go back. Trunk or Treat coming up first. That's going to be in a week. That's going to be on the 24th. Basically, what, 5 to 7 is the plan for downtown. But you guys are going to be busy helping serve.
We'll be busy. Candy and hot dogs.
All right. Follow up, Chili Feed is after that, early November, 7th?
Yes.
Okay, Hy-Vee, and once again, big fundraising. And then, of course, in December, you'll have Shop with a Cop.
Yes.
And notifications will be made well before that. Don't forget, if you have a child or know somebody that might be eligible, stop by the police department. The forms are there.
Yes. Please, and we need notifications.
Yep. Yeah. So they can at least put together their list, because you guys spend a lot of time going through that.
Yeah.
It's not easy. No. You get hundreds to go through.
Yeah, but keep them coming. We need all the applications we can get.
Okay. And once again, donations, contributions for Shop with a Cop can be made anytime. Not just these events, but these kind of give you an opportunity. But there are a number of ways just to contact or stop into the police department. That's an easy way.
Yeah, we'd love to offer a thank you. So if you want to come in and talk with an officer, say, here's my check, we'd love to give you a personal thank you.
You know, I didn't ask. I should have told you. I'm going to ask you. Do we do our Saturday morning, mid-month, come to the police
coffee department? Coffee with a cop.
Coffee with a cop, yeah.
Not every month.
Okay.
The best way to find out about that is to like our Facebook page, and then you'll see notifications on there for when we're doing it.
So Coffee with a Cop is something that I know the chief started a while ago to be able to. Then we had a pandemic. Everything kind of went away.
Just watch our Facebook page.
But you try to get it in when you can.
Yes.
So. Good. Thanks for coming in. Ryan Palmer, Sergeant Ryan Palmer with the Boone Police Department. Our guest on our program today.